GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Tuesday, May 19, 2026. Compiled Tuesday, May 19, 2026, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Q Plus is saving the planet. GNN, Q Plus is DJT. Over. Judy Note, the Loy Brunson Supreme Court case has become one of the most talked about constitutional challenges in America First and pro-constitution circles. The lawsuit centers around the certification of the 2020 presidential election and the actions of hundreds of elected officials who allegedly failed to uphold their oath to defend the Constitution. A different battle has begun. Loy Brunson's explosive constitutional showdown could rock Washington and expose 387 members of Congress, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Judy Note, if the Supreme Court rules in favor of Brunson, it automatically dissolves the entire U.S. administration and all of Congress, both on the state and federal levels, leaving nothing but martial law to rule until new and fair elections can be held. See Daily Reports. Monday, May 18, 2026, President Trump has called off tomorrow's planned attack on Iran at the request of the leaders of United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar who believe a deal can be negotiated. He has also instructed the Department of War to be ready for the next round of strikes if a deal is not reached, QAnon evidence on Telegram. Trump has demanded immediate peace negotiations to end the Ukraine-Russia war, in reality it's a declaration of war on the deep state. Secret talks between Ukrainian generals and Russia hint at a peace deal already made that bypasses NATO entirely. President Trump declared Sunday, May 17, 2026, the nation's 250th birthday, a national day of prayer to rededicate America as one nation under God. As of that same Sunday, 17th of May, the privately owned by foreign bankers Federal Reserve of 1913 was dead, as was the IRS. With Powell out, Warsh in and the U.S. Treasury taking control of U.S. taxpayer dollars, the markets were bracing for a world economic reset, 0% income tax, 0% property tax, 0% gains tax, through the global currency reset to gold/asset-backed currency, which was being released right now. U.S. taxpayer monies will be collected and dispersed under the states and new gold-backed U.S. Treasury via tax on buying new items only, none on medicine, groceries or housing. Monday, May 18, 2026, Fox News, the DOJ has just obtained evidence that the 2020 election was rigged against Trump, and investigations were ongoing. Monday, May 18, 2026, Zim Redemptions and Jazara Funds available. Tuesday, May 19, 2026, full quantum financial system goes live, locking down corruption forever. Debt jubilees freeze humanity. Wednesday, May 20, 2026, Trump declares Republic restored.
Global arrests of elites and P.S. intensify under martial law as the new era of freedom and health dawns.
Friday, May 22, 2026, the gold/asset-backed currencies of 209 nations in the quantum financial system rebirths from the old fiat global financial system. Trump unveils plans for total independence from globalists. Tuesday, May 26, 2026, the final sequence activates, 48-hour blackout countdown to Thursday, 28 May. Monday, 1 June or Wednesday, 3 June, EBS override ready. Stay-home order incoming. Sunday, July 19, 2026, the same day as the FIFA World Cup final, Michael Jackson will return. He is not dead, but been in the Victim Witness Protection Program. Monday, May 18, 2026, 72 hours, 24 hours equals now. The final countdown has begun, emergency broadcast system on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Monday, May 18, 2026, shutdown masks the final transfer, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. See Daily Reports. The QFS went live on May 8 in 209 countries. Each sovereign citizen is issued a quantum wallet that is preloaded with their birthright value, which is derived from your birth certificate bond, your lifetime tax contributions and the interest stolen from you since 1971, Mr. Poole on Telegram. On Friday, May 15, 2026, Tier 4B notifications started at redemption centers established in 12 states. Monday, May 18, 2026, Zim redemptions and Jazara funds available. Behind the scenes, a parallel global financial system is believed to be operating, fully aligned with ISO 20022, synchronizing in real time with the legacy framework. Every transaction mirrored. Every asset reconciled. Every inconsistency corrected. If a new financial world is already being recorded on a compliant, structured ledger, then Tier 4B was never waiting to start. It has been building quietly, long before public access was allowed, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. Tuesday, May 19, 2026, full quantum financial system goes live, locking down corruption forever. Debt jubilees freeze humanity. The 800 numbers to set exchange and redemption appointments were waiting for one sign, Trump walking into Fort Knox on camera and opening that 20-ton door. When he opens it, the EBS fires, locking the QFS. When the QFS locks your debt disappears. When your debt is gone, you are liberated. Unlawful interest on loans, credit cards, $100,000, $450,000 to the average American, was being encoded into your QFS ledger as we speak. Friday, May 22, 2026, the audit is complete. Results are classified. What they discovered changes everything, Mr. Poole on Telegram. Monday, May 18, 2026, Trump sat with Cheryl Atkinson and said, "I want to go to Fort Knox. I want to see if there's gold in there." Then he said, "They steal a lot." He wasn't guessing. He was telling you that. This is the gold that backs your new currency. See daily reports. July 4, 2026, President Donald J. Trump would make an announcement of this change to a sovereign republic based on principles of the original Constitution and a massive 4th of July celebration of the restored constitutional republic. Monday, May 18, 2026, RFK Jr., groundbreaking historic win for American health. For the first time in history, doctors will finally get paid to take patients off unnecessary medications, to deprescribe harmful pharmaceuticals. No more rewarding over medication. This is the beginning of putting patients first, reversing polypharmacy, and delivering true healing. Wellness over pills. Freedom over dependency. Monday, May 18, 2026, in January, Gavin Newsom ridiculed Dr. Oz for looking into hospice fraud in Los Angeles. Newsom claimed that he had the fraud under control and that Dr. Oz's investigation was purely political. Today, Oz announced that they shut down 800 fraudulent hospice businesses around LA and saved the taxpayer over $1 billion a year. Newsom has no business running for president. He's corrupt and totally incompetent. Monday, May 18, 2026, Sidney Powell calls out Democrats who were caught pulling out hidden suitcases filled with ballots from under tables in Georgia during the 2020 election after they cleared out the building and illegally ran ballots all throughout the night until Biden claimed victory. We have them on video. Caught red-handed. The 2020 election was stolen. It's time to prosecute these people, Pastor Bob Joyce, Elvis.
Monday, May 18, 2026, over 5 years after staged January 6, the Democrats, including their propagandists, the state media still pushes the lie that police officers were K.D. that day, while ignoring the fact four Trump supporters died, including two women.
Roseanne Boylan died after she was pepper-balled, gassed, and brutally beaten by J6 police officer Lila Morris, then the Biden-Harris terrorist administration falsely labeled her death a drug overdose. They lied. The January 6 committee lied and so did the mainstream media. Boylan's family is now asking for an investigation, dark to light on Telegram. Monday, May 18, 2026, Fox News, Biden's own DOJ just confessed he committed straight-up treason. A Romanian oligarch funneled $3 million in dirty bribes straight to Hunter, to buy off the big guy himself. Joe Biden sold out America for cold hard foreign cash, white hats on Telegram.
Monday, May 18, 2026, Military Justice, Pete Hegseth officially reinstates unvaccinated master aviator Kenny Kelly with full back pay after Biden Pentagon C.D. mandate was declared wrongfully and unlawfully applied, American Media Group, AMGNews.com.
Monday, May 18, 2026, Edward Snowden poised to detonate the deep state, Trump pardon deal could unleash historic reckoning against Comey, Clapper and Brennan, American Media Group, AMGNews.com. Monday, May 18, 2026, FBI raid rocks Washington, Adam Schiff reportedly targeted an explosive Russiagate investigation, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Monday, May 18, 2026, why U.S. enemies are scared of what America put in space, 7,800 orbital interceptors powering America's Space Force military space shield, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Monday, May 18, 2026, Wells Fargo is turning the air you breathe into a nanobot surveillance prison to own your body and money. Patented smart dust will make every breath a biometric payment slave scan, US 11354666B1, they call it smart dust. JFK awakening on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Monday, May 18, 2026, Thomas Massey says his election will decide whether Israel can continue buying off future American politicians. Israel is now expected to spend nearly $20 million to destroy Massey politically after he exposed the Epstein files. Massey warns that Israel has become one of the biggest threats to American politics and says the influence must be stopped immediately. They get our tax dollars. Monday, May 18, 2026, Arizona, after the 2020 Arizona election, Republicans were granted access to examine duplicate ballots and found that 2% off all ballots examined were switched from Trump to Biden or just taken away from Trump altogether for no reason. The Biden electors then called a special emergency hearing with the judge in an attempt to only have their attorneys examine the ballots and be kept secret from the public. This ridiculous request tells you everything you need to know. The 2020 election was stolen. Monday, May 18, 2026, Jovan Pulitzer drops all the data and evidence of foreign election interference in the 2020 election, Edward Snowden on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Monday, May 18, 2026, Senator Tommy Tuberville says Barack Obama mass-imported Somalis into Minnesota with the purpose of taking over the local government, Great Awakening now on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Out.